What's good? What's good? We back for another react. Yours truly, Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, going to react to Bill Maher, one of my favorite voices in America, one of the most necessary voices in America. Bill Maher, Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson. Those are three guys I think that are very, very necessary. These guys are saying things that people only think about that they're scared to say, but not so. When we get into that, though, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
That dizzle ain't no joke. Got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up. I be dizzle up. Catch me sipping. With my double cup, can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't sold out in your store. That dizzle.
That's right. That dizzle. Check them out. Dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle Premium Luxury Core. Magabi Tequila Cognac and Orange Liquor Mango Mix. Go to all locations and you'll see all the locations. Go order online or you can get it in California, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. And this stream going in and out starting to really, really irritate me. Hopefully StreamYard hits back real soon. I never had these issues before and I'm Ethernet. I'm not Wi-Fi, so it should be not having these issues. So let's get into it. Bill Maher going in on the
creative with a novel, a TV show, or a movie, but history books, that's not supposed to be fan fiction. How we teach our kids history has become a big controversy these days, with liberals accusing conservatives of wanting to whitewash the past, and sometimes that's true. Sometimes they do. But plenty of liberals also want to abuse history to control the present. Last month, a scholar named James Sweet caught hell for calling him out for doing just that. He criticized the phenomenon known as presentism, which means judging everyone in the past by the standards of the present. It's the belief that people who lived 100 or 500 or 1,000 years ago really should have known better. Which is so stupid. It's like getting mad.
Yeah, because they didn't know shit 500 to 1,000 years ago. But let Bill Maher finish it off for us.
Yourself for not knowing what you know now when you were 10. Stupid me, spending all that time raising sea monkeys and playing with slot cards and jerking off to a Playboy in the barn. Who doesn't have moments from your past that make you cringe? Who hasn't said, I can't believe I said that? I can't believe I wore that. I can't believe I thought that. I can't believe I did that. You wanted to be a Ghostbuster. You shoplifted gum. You tried to be a white breakdancer. You wanted to marry Scott Baio. I read Ayn Rand. I smoked. I was into numerology. Yes, because we hadn't then grown into the persons we would become. And humanity writ large is just the collective version of that. Did Columbus commit atrocities? Of course. But people back then were generally atrocious.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, the people back then were generally atrocious. They weren't like, there wasn't so many rules and laws as we have today. And this connection is really starting to piss me off. But let's keep it moving.
Everybody who could afford one had a slave, including people of color. The way people talk about slavery these days, you'd think it was a uniquely American thing that we invented in 1619. But slavery throughout history has been the rule, not the exception. The Sumerians, the Egyptians, the Greeks, Romans, the Arabs, British, the early Americans, all the way up through R. Kelly.
And just to throw in there, those first two, the Egyptians and Sumerians, were African cultures. They were Africans. So, and they invented slavery, just to let y'all know that. So let's keep it moving.
The Holy Bible is practically an owner's manual for slaveholders. The word slave comes from Slav, because so many Slavic people were enslaved, and they're as white as the Hallmark Channel.
Wow.
They gathered the slaves from the interior of Africa to sell to slave traders, Africans, who also kept their own slaves. We're a species prone to making others of our species our bitch. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Humans are not good people. And the capacity for cruelty is a human thing, not a white thing. That's the truth, even though it doesn't jibe with the current narrative. But in today's world, when truth conflicts with narrative, it's the truth that has to apologize. Being woke is like a magic moral time machine where you judge.
I'm glad he brought that up. Let me get into this real quick. It's the truth that has to apologize. I always stress this, man, about this is what's going on. These people expect us to lie to make them feel better. You don't get to fucking do that. You don't get to make me have to lie just so you can feel better. You don't get to change everything about my morals and my values just so you can feel good about yourself. So I'm glad he brought that up. The truth, nobody should have to apologize for the truth. Nobody should have to apologize for telling the truth, for speaking facts. And the fact that people expect to apologize over that is complete horseshit, complete bullshit. It's bullshit. Let's keep it moving.
Everybody against what you imagine you would have done in 1066, and you always win. Presentism. Yeah, this is just a way to congratulate yourself about being better than George Washington because you have a gay friend and he didn't.
But how do we know George Washington to have a gay friend? But I digress. Let's go.
But if he was alive today, he would too. And if you weren't alive, if you were alive then, you wouldn't. Portland Public Schools teach kids that the idea of gender, mainly binary, was brought here by white colonizers. Curriculum guide says, when the United States was colonized by white settlers, their views around gender were forced upon the people already living here. Not even Star Trek would try that story.
Huh. Wow, where have we heard that one? Where have we heard that your views being forced on you, being called the enemy, domestic terrorist, if you don't follow the views? Oh, the woke! But I digress, let's keep going.
Where they discover a planet and give them separate bathrooms. It's like they finally discovered a unified theory of wokeness, incorporating all their ideas about race, gay, gender, and colonizers, like the New World was a great big diverse dance club and the Pilgrims were the bridge and tunnel crowd who came in and ruined everything. There's a play called I, Joan, currently being presented in London, written by Charlie Josephine, who identifies as non-binary and uses they, them pronouns. And it portrays Joan of Arc as, surprise, non-binary with they, them pronouns.
Wow.
Which, if you think about it, makes even less sense because Joan, being French, spoke a language where every noun is masculine or feminine. Joan says in the play, I'm not a girl. I don't fit that word, as if she's a character on Euphoria. Now, it's true, Joan of Arc did wear pants, but that's what the soldiers wore, and she was soldiering. But in the retelling, Joan would rather die than stop wearing men's clothing. Okay, Joan of Arc wasn't executed by the fashion police. Her trial went on for over 2 months. We have the transcript, and not once did she complain about being misgendered. She had bigger fish to fry, like herself. Too soon, it was 1431. Which is not to say that there isn't truth to the old rubric that history is written by the winners, and it is subjective. Napoleon said history is just a fable we all agree on, and he should know because he was a deaf woman named Diane. But it's also true that much of history is indisputably factual, because we have artifacts and coins and birth records and archaeology, and somebody in Mesopotamia kept a record of how much grain they ate.
Wow.
It's not all up in the air to change or delete or make up based on what makes you feel better today. A couple of years ago, they made a movie called The Aeronauts about the scientists who broke the record for the highest altitude in a balloon. In fact, they were both men, but the movie made one of them a woman because, as the director explained, representation is important.
Yeah, okay, but facts is more important. Truth is more important, but I digress. Let's go.
So true. Women never get enough credit for the thing they didn't do. Girl Streep should play Seabiscuit, so every girl will know she too can grow up to be a racehorse.
Oh man, I think I agree with everything he said, like 100%, maybe 1,000%. This is why I like Bill Maher. I mean, because he even said, you know, he didn't know back on Republicans. He said Republicans sometimes do try to whitewash history. And he said, sometimes. That was the key word. But that's not what Democrats are trying to do. They're trying to do this shit all the time. They're trying to whitewash history. They're trying to make history fit their narrative. You know, I mean, he just broke it down for you, man. Slavery's been around since the earliest civilizations, which the earliest civilizations are all African civilizations. Life began in Africa. Well, guess what? So did fucking slavery. Every fucking thing else that you could possibly think of. Probably rape. And that's the thing. Like, I was talking about this. Like, rape is a man-made concept. And the laws of nature, there's no such thing as animals raping other animals. There's just procreation, and that's it. You know, but mankind, we put so many laws, so many rules, and so many regulations to every little single thing in life that you could think about. Anything in life that you could think about, we have to pull a rule, a regulation. Like, okay, we're born butt-ass naked, but it's illegal for you to walk out the house as an adult butt-ass naked. I mean, somebody please explain that to me. Why it's... It should not be a crime for you to walk out the house in your natural state, you know. But nobody's in their natural state no more. You got women with wigs, eyelashes, a shit ton of makeup. Even dudes are dressing up like women now. I mean, nobody's in their natural state no more except me. You know, I just jump in the shower, throw some deodorant, throw some cologne, and that's it. I'm not freaking... throwing on eyelashes, makeup, none of that stuff, you know? That's the thing. Men, we typically are roaming through Earth in our natural states. And that's the thing. Women aren't. Most women are not in their natural states because they got they fake hair, fake eyelashes, fake lips, fake butts, fake tits, and all this makeup. But they want to change everything about our natural state. They want us to demasculate us. They want us to turn more feminine. That we're men. We're males. Males are not supposed to be feminine. That's not our natural state. That's not how the laws of nature work, you know? So, yeah, I agree with Bill Maher. And I won't be surprised if any one of these two videos I'm about to upload soon, they get removed. Because, like, YouTube removed a video the other day saying it was misinformation, which is really such a hypocritical stance that, what's her name? I can't think of her name right now. But they was on The View the other day, and they was talking about the Georgia governor race that Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams was on there talking about she didn't lose, she won. Well, damn, isn't that the same thing Trump was saying, that he didn't lose, he won? It's such a hypocritical stance that Stacey Abrams can run around and on The View, and they could post that on YouTube, and she could say, oh, she didn't lose the race. And that's not misinformation. But as soon as Trump says it, oh, it's misinformation. And they'll probably remove this video from me saying it, which is complete horseshit, complete hypocritical stance, such a double standard. And they keep this shit up. I'm going to tell you what. They keep this shit up, this double standard, hypocritical stance of trying to cancel content creators on the right side, or that Republican or that conservative or libertarian and non-democratic content creators for saying the same shit that Democratic content creators say, and they don't get canceled or removed. That shit is going to start a civil war. They keep this shit up. They're going to start a, they want to start a civil war. They literally said it out their mouth. They want a civil war. And I hope Democrats don't think they'll win a civil war against Republicans. I hope they don't. I hope they don't think that. Because you won't. Because I'm pretty sure Republicans got more guns, because Democrats want to take away all our guns and take away all our cops. And they want to make us all victims. That's the thing. Democrats want us to all be victims. They run around with the victimhood mentality, you know. They want to make us all victims. They want us all to be subject to the victimhood mentality and all be subjects to being victims. You know, because if you take away cops and you take away guns from people who legally got guns, all the criminals are still going to have their legal guns, and they're going to be licking in chops, and they're going to be robbing us every single day. You know, there'll be every rapper will be getting killed by B-Rock, P&B Rock. Every normal citizen is going to get robbed just from walking to the mailbox. You won't be able to go pump gas at the gas station. Won't be able to go nowhere without getting robbed if you take away cops and the legal guns. I mean, these people don't care about safety one bit. They don't care about people being safe one bit. They just want us to all be victims. All right, so we're about to leave it off with a word from one of our sponsors.
No further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. Listen to the beautiful lady. Check us out. Get marketing promotions at promopalace.biz, your one-stop shop. Well over 10 years experience. Well over 2,500 customers served. So check us out. Peace, and I'm out.